U.S. President Donald Trump said that he has reached a deal with congressional leaders to reopen the government for 3 weeks. The deal to end the 35-day partial government shutdown does not include Trump's demand of $5.7 billion to build a wall at the country's southern border with Mexico. But in his speech Friday, Trump said, if talks on border security fail to produce a powerful wall or steel barrier, he would shut down the government again on February 15th or declare a national emergency to build one. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats have repeatedly called for Trump to reopen the government before lawmakers negotiate the issue of border security. The announcement came as the effects of the longest shutdown in American history were spreading across the nation. In New York, airplanes were being delayed at least 90 minutes. The government reported that the delay was caused by a small increase in sick leave from air traffic controllers in centers in Florida and Washington, D.C. The workers are among the 800,000 federal employees who have not been getting paid during the shutdown. Officials added that many airport security screeners were not reporting to work because of financial stresses. At the Internal Revenue Service, less than half of the recalled workers reported to work. The Trump administration had called back workers to deal with the increase in tax filing activities. In a video message, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Christopher Wray, said he was about as angry as I've been in a long, long time. Wray called the shutdown short-sighted and unfair. He added that all FBI workers were feeling financial stresses from the shutdown.